This paragraph by Master Hong Ren is very profound, very beautiful. So he said, the question of incessant rebirth is a momentous one. Means as long as you don't have the enlightenment, you cannot be free from birth and death. You cannot transcend birth and death. That's why samsara is like unending, eternity. So this question of incessant rebirth is a momentous one. He said, day after day, instead of trying to liberate or free yourself from the bitter sea of life and death, kuhai, the Mahayana in Mandarin, they say the bitter sea of birth and death. You seem to prefer to go after tinted merit only. There is merit which will continue to cause rebirth. So this is the understanding that you must understand. As long as your focus is only on merits, you cannot free. You cannot develop the enlightenment and liberation. So this is what tinted merit is. So the fifth patriarch Hong Zhen mentioned, yet merits will be of no help if your essence of mind is obscure. What is your essence of mind? Yeah? By now you should know that. Your true mind, your pure awareness nature, obscure by what? Defilement and your heedless thinking, understand? Without defilement, heedless thinking would arise, understand? So this is what the enlightened being who has the understanding will tell you. The merits will be of no help if your essence of mind is obscure. So, Sister Song, this is for you, understand? Look, my tandem, cook for the monk, everything, until you got not enough rest. Doesn't mean that it's not good, but these are only merits, tinted merit, cannot liberate your mind. You must develop wisdom. I think what Jayanta want you to do is to develop more understanding. And being a son and a mom, both of you love each other, you all should develop more understanding between you all, so that your communication can be really meaningful. So out of love for you, Jayanta want you to attend Anasana. But you at the same time, out of love for Chanta, you also want him not to worry about you, understand? That's why you hinted to me if I can help talk to Dr. J so that he can develop the understanding. I said, no problem. But I want to make use of this because it's in the teaching, understand? So that you have enough rest and spend more time developing the cultivation and make full use of what merits or goodness that you have cultivated together with your son, where you are mother and son because of affinity from the past. Like you say, how you from a more or less Christian background become a Buddhist also because of your son, Dr. J. So all this has its causes and conditions. Maybe it's time for you to understand all this. So hopefully this statement by the fifth patriarch can help you. Yet merits, tinted merits, will be of no use if your essence of mind is obscure. Go and seek prajna, wisdom, understand? That's why you need the true mind, the silent mind, the awareness nature to realize the wisdom, to insight into phenomena, to awaken. Then go and seek prajna or wisdom in your own mind, means your true mind, and then write me a stanza or gatha about it. He who understands, listen to this, what the essence of mind is, will be given the patriarchship, the insignia and the patriarchship, and the dharma of the ultimate teaching of the Zen school. And I shall make him the sixth patriarch. Go away quickly, delay not in writing the stanza, as liberation is quite unnecessary or and of no use. The next paragraph, listen attentively. The man who has realized the essence of mind can speak of it at once. What does it mean? No need memory. No need to refer anything. Direct from the true mind, the silent mind, that nature it arises. Understand? This is the real one. Yeah. So, the man means any practitioner who had realized the essence of mind, the true mind, the, or the awareness nature, can speak of it at once, as soon as he is spoken to about it. And he cannot lose sight of it. Means what? This wisdom, he cannot forget one another. Well, it is connected to your nature. You awaken to it. No need to commit to memory one. No need to remember one. That's why when I teach and share, I don't need to refer to note one. I just explain to you there and then. So this one is very true. So this will give you the faith and the understanding. And he used a very, very severe analogy, you know. He cannot lose sight of it even when engaged in battle, life and death. He cannot lose sight of it. He cannot like doubt or fear or whatnot. Never. Okay?